Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey friends, I'm excited you're joining me today. It is bright and sunny over here in California in the Bay Area. It's very nice. We don't have any rain today. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more before it decides to rain. Today we are going to be talking about feeling overwhelmed by the never-ending task of laundry. Oh, laundry, laundry. Today we'll be talking about three easy solutions for busy working moms. Easy solutions that you can use and that you can figure out a time, a schedule, and what works best for you and your family. Because laundry, like taxes and like the mail, doesn't ever end, right? It can be so frustrating. I think the laundry can be one of our greatest nemesis or maybe our friend. I know I feel super frustrated when I see my kids eating with their sleeves, like all of them pulled up to half their hand. I don't know if your teenagers do this, but it's like constant giant sweatshirts. We have our middle one who loves to wear big, heavy sweatshirts, even into, you know, 90 degree summer days. He loves being warm and cozy. You know, I can't fault him for that one, but being warm and cozy on a really hot day also means that you're a little super sweaty. So his clothes definitely need to be washed. They are sweaty. And he and his brother both, their socks, I don't know, if you have boys, you know what I mean. Their socks are just super gross. And so I can't. They like need to be picked up with like one of those toxic people in a hazmat suit that like picks up something with like a claw. They're just gross. They smell. They've been wearing them all day. They've been sweaty. They're sweating in their shoes. It's just, they're wet. They're just gross. So things like that, it's just never ending. There's always laundry. Or my kids use their sleeves to wipe up and mop up stuff. They'll accidentally spill milk from cereal or things like that. And they'll use their sleeve just as a napkin to like mop it up. Oh my, oh my. Maybe your children do this. Maybe they are great, which I love. They run and play outside and then they get, you know, completely covered in mud and grass stains and all the things. We've gotten socks that have that turf, like pretend grass kind of turf that gets all caught up in socks and other things. So laundry is just inevitable. It just comes every day. It definitely feels like my laundry room is a hot mess if I do not keep it under control. Now that might be your laundry room at the moment. You might be feeling like a bit overwhelmed at it, like overflowing, and just close the door. If it's in the garage, just close the door to that and not even look, right? Just have that just overflowing sense of like craziness over there. Or you might be tempted to just take those dirty clothes and be like, these aren't so dirty, right? They'll last another week. This will be okay. And just stick them back in the drawer. Oh, but at the end of the day, as I said, laundry can be super frustrating and overwhelming and annoying because it just grows and never ends. Every day, no matter if you've gotten a nice clean load of laundry, you'll have more things to wash by the end of the day. So how do we take care of this as busy working moms who don't have much time or energy to deal with laundry? And we just wish there was a laundry fairy. Well, today, this is your chance, my friend. We are going to talk through a few solutions to figure out a game plan and get this started. Grab a notebook, grab some coffee, maybe some water, and let's get started. Now, I work all the time with my clients to help them kind of manage their schedules. But I have to say, if you are tired of not having enough time to kind of do the things that you love, like many of my clients are, always maybe being pulled in 500 directions or maybe 1,000 or a ton, right? We have work and kids and family and sports and homework and meal planning and laundry that we'll talk about today. But all those things have to be somehow jumbled into your schedule. And sometimes, oftentimes, we as moms put ourselves at the end. So I have worked with so many clients to revamp their schedule and help them personalize their schedule so that they can save time and really do the things that they love, the things that they miss, the things that light them up. So if you need a quicker, fast pass to figuring out your schedule and saving some time so that you can have a bit more sanity to do the things that you really want to do. I say times because I was thinking of hanging out with girlfriends or hanging out with our kiddos or just doing things and not having to worry about getting other stuff done or the amount of tasks or just having the energy to do it, right? If you are feeling kind of discouraged about your schedule and you are missing something and you need some help, grab a coaching call with me, my friend. I would love to be able to revamp your schedule so that you can have the time that you'd like to do things you love that you are missing out on. Contact me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle, B-Y-R-D-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com, and let's connect. And now with all of that, we will jump into some things. Now, I've talked about laundry in the past, and these are some things that I work with my clients to help them kind of manage their time. But we're going to talk about some ways to just love laundry. And some things I might say today that I've said before, but I just love being in your earbuds. If you want to go back and listen to some other episodes, scroll back through the feed and just you can pick out some other episodes about laundry. There's so many times laundry comes up that it is a super helpful thing because, as I said, as working moms, laundry doesn't really go away. It's like one of those things, you know, managing your house, planning, meal prep, you have to eat, you have to clean stuff. It's all the things. Laundry just kind of falls into that bucket. So grab that notebook. Let's get started. And we'll talk about three main steps to creating a good laundry system that works for you. So number one is to pick a day. This can be every day. You could do a load of laundry. This could be once a week, maybe on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, you do laundries. Maybe it's on the weekend. So choose what works for you. I have friends who are teachers and they are like going from 7 a.m. that they're leaving their house to taking care of kids and then managing their own household, tutoring kids, taking their kids to sports and all the things. Both her and her husband are teachers and she was overwhelmed with laundry and the idea of like when to get this done. Her boys have sports and so they have their sports uniforms that they needed to have every day, right? Because if you have done sports of anything, you know there's like games back to back. Some days you have a few days in between, but some days you have like a game and they have their uniform that they've just played in and it's gross and you need to wash it by the next day. So pick a day that works for you. And maybe in that case, it works to do once a day. And so you're cleaning that. Maybe at the end of the day, you pick to put in a load of laundry, or maybe it's at the beginning, or maybe you're doing all the laundry for the whole week at the end of the week. So pick what works for you. Usually, typically, every day works a little bit better if you do have kids in sports, as I mentioned, and you need to get things back quickly. Or maybe they're in another activity that you need, whatever you just threw in the laundry can't sit there for a whole week, that you need it back quickly. So that's number one, is pick a day, kind of figure out, do you want to do it every day or do you want to do it once a week? And if so, which day that is. Number two is pick a time. So you're going to pick morning, midday, or evening. Now, if you're doing it over at one, let's say one time, maybe you're picking Saturday morning. That's not as important to pick one time. If you stay with that same time, though, you will stay a bit more consistent and it will help you just move it into your schedule and your routine a bit better. If every Saturday morning or every Saturday afternoon you did a load of laundry for the whole week, that might work best for you. I know growing up, that's what we did. We did Saturday afternoon was just laundry day. We took all the laundry downstairs, sorted it into giant piles, and then just ran the laundry, you know. And sometimes it took forever, or we'd have to get it started midday, mid-morning. I personally like to do one load a day. I find that that helps us. As I said, we have kids in sports, and so you need their uniforms back. And kids, as I said at the beginning, who mop everything down with their sweatshirts, or they're just gross, or they come home and you just don't know where things have been. We have teenagers now, so there's extra body odor. Let's just leave it at that. So it just helps. I personally, like, I'm kind of a neat freak and like things like tidy and cleaned up. So for my mental health and sanity, I really like doing one load a day, put everything in there that's gross and run it. So one quick thing with this, your system of when you might do laundry during the day, if you're doing it once a day, let's focus in on that. If you're doing it once a day, your time may change depending on your season in life. For example, I used to do laundry every evening. We'd clean up the kitchen downstairs, grab up any towels or kitchen towels that we had. And then also we would have the kids take showers and we'd have all their clothes from the day. Those would all go in and anything else that kind of needed to go in. And I'd run a load at night. I'd run it at night while my husband was reading to the kiddos, and I'd throw everything in the laundry. We'd run it. And then my husband and I would usually have dinner after that. And this is when our kids were littler and they would go to bed earlier. And so I had a bit more time in the evening to run the laundry. So I would put everything in by the time they were, you know, ready for bed and reading books and stuff like that. And then right before my husband and I went to bed, that's after we'd had dinner and kind of hung out some and then got ready for bed, the laundry would be finished and I'd throw it in the dryer and it would run in the dryer all night. And then the next morning it would be all dry, ready to go. So that worked for years and years and years until, and still worked even if we had dinner with the kids, because we were able to, when they're sitting and relaxing, we'd throw all the stuff in. And then my husband and I would be up later just hanging out together or reading or whatever. And then right before I went to bed, I'd switch it into the dryer. That worked for a very long time, but just recently I have changed that because I'm really trying to be better at getting enough sleep. And I was noticing that I was waiting for the laundry to finish and then I'd put it in the dryer and then I could go to bed. But if I didn't have that laundry going, there wasn't any time constraint. I could just go straight to bed. So seeing as that, we've started, our kids are older. They've started staying up later. Their bedtime is usually the same bedtime as us, or maybe we put them to bed and we have a little bit of time, but maybe not that much time. So instead of having to do the laundry at night, I have kind of changed it up. And because I'm home during the day, what I do is collect everything just the same as if I would do at nighttime, collect everything from downstairs, dish towels and things, and then collect all the kids' sports gear for the day or any of their clothing that they've worn, all the stuff, right? So I collect it all, get it all ready, just as if I was going to start a load, throw it in the laundry, as I said. But then I wouldn't start the laundry. The next day, I come home from the gym. And then later, gather up all their clothes from the morning. So I'll gather up all the clothes just upstairs because I know downstairs I've already cleaned up. We're already good to go. So upstairs, I just throw in maybe any clothes that they wore the last night, like maybe pajamas or anything I used at the gym or that kind of thing, like the last minute items, right? And then start the laundry. At about midday, about lunchtime, I take a break from work, eat some lunch. So at that time, I swap it into the dryer and then run it in the dryer. And by the time the kids are home from school, I've gone and picked them up, blah, 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 it's all dry. So you may do something like that. Maybe you have a different season. Maybe it works really well to do it in the evening. Maybe it works really well to do it first thing in the morning. Maybe it works really well to do it midday. So choose a time that works best for you. I have to say, when we do have things that need to be done that night, I kind of go back to the evening routine where I'm running it right after the kids get out of a shower. And then right before bed, I switch it to the dryer and I usually pull out their sports stuff, hang it on hangers, and it's dry by the morning because it's usually wick away stuff. And then they remember to take it to school. So there's that. So either doing it in the evening or in the morning, that's kind of two options to do. And as I said, you just kind of do what works best for you. And depending on your time, depending on your kids, depending on their ages, when they were little, we put them to bed earlier. I had a little bit extra time in the evening. I could run a whole load of laundry by the time we went to bed. Now the kids are a little later. They're staying up later. So I don't usually run a whole set of laundry until the next day. So there we go. Number one, as we said, you're picking a day. You're either going to do it every day or once a week. Number two, you're picking a time, morning, evening, midday, whatever time works for you. Number three, staying consistent and making time for laundry in your routines. So I found that the best way to stay consistent with the laundry and kind of stay on top of it is to have the same time paired with another task. So for example, when my husband would read books to our kiddos and they were all upstairs, then it was a great time for me to also be upstairs in our laundry room doing the laundry because I'm right there hanging out with them all. Or if they're upstairs all taking showers, that was a great time to collect all their clothes and put everything in and take care of that. And I still do this oftentimes when a load of laundry is dried. I tend to fold them or take care of them in the evening when the kids are upstairs taking showers because I'm upstairs with them already. And so I'm pairing it with an activity that's right there. I'm already going to be upstairs hanging out with them while they're taking showers, making sure that everything's good, grabbing other things that they might need. So if I'm upstairs doing laundry, I'm saving time by not having to do that at a different time. So you're kind of pairing it with another task that's being done at that exact time. Or another option is to make sure that you're doing it when you need a mental break. So this is like doing laundry. I like to do laundry, at least folding it a lot in the afternoon when I don't have much more energy. I've kind of brought kids home or maybe we're getting ready for the evening and that kind of thing. That's the time when I fold the laundry because it's easy to do kind of like a routine and not have to think about it. And then it's all done as set. So I typically fold the laundry either afternoon time or, as I said, when they're all getting ready for bed, they're taking showers, that kind of thing. Maybe I'll fold the laundry then and then put it in their rooms and they get to put it away. Those times kind of help to know when to maybe dry it or when to kind of put away the laundry. It doesn't have to be the exact same time that you're trying to wash it. And maybe you have, you know, several buckets of laundry that are all dry and ready to go. And so you choose your time. When do you need kind of a mental break to just fold laundry? Also, this can be something that you, to make it enjoyable, I love watching YouTube videos while I fold laundry. It's kind of like my guilty pleasure. So while I'm folding laundry, I watch a YouTube video about traveling or about going on a cruise or going somewhere fun. And so it just is fun. Or maybe I listen to a podcast or do something that kind of lights me up while I am folding the laundry and just mentally kind of checking out. So that can also be a great way to stay consistent and kind of put it in your routines. Just to recap real quick, we talked about picking a day if you're going to do laundry every day, one load every day, or if you're doing all laundry for the whole week at the end of the week. Also picking a time, maybe you're starting the laundry in the morning, maybe you fold it in the afternoon, maybe you fold it midday and you're and you take a little lunch break. Or maybe you're doing it all in the evening, whatever works best for you. So keep in mind, just have some grace along with that. Your schedules are going to change, days may change, things may happen. I hope that this has helped and helped you just stay consistent with making time for laundry and having it fit into what works for you. It really is a kind of a puzzle piece, but the key is finding a consistent time and a consistent rhythm that works for you, whether that be when you wash it or when you're drying it or when you're folding it, having a consistent time that works for you and kind of putting it in your schedule will just help things to flow a lot easier and a lot better. And as I said, put it in when you need a mental break. Maybe you want to just check out and watch something fun and fold some laundry. Or maybe listen to another podcast episode, right? About laundry. Just kidding. All right. Well, I really do hope that this has worked for you and that this will work for you and your family. As always, if you're still feeling stuck, grab a coaching call with me. I would love to be able to help you kind of fit things together and make them work for you. Because I know not all time management things and all the steps that you get, they're not always easy to fit to your schedule and always easy to personalize. So if you need that, I would love to be able to help you in that way. You can reach me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G at BYRDMICHELLE.com. And until then, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.